True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere.
Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from LSU Tigers SI Zach Nagy. And Zach, as I told you last time you were on, you ain't got no offseason, dude. And today it was front and center. LSU made the move, and it was really, really quick to bring in Heath Schroyer and from McNeese to come in. I would think he's head of basketball operations. That's not the title he got, but that's basically what he's up to. And being a former coach and an assistant coach and longtime ties with Wade Roos, the president, and certainly ties with Will Wade, that was kind of the first shoe to go down. And then bringing in Wade himself, and he made that social media imprint and announcing that he is coming to LSU. But, man, all this happening real quickly, Zach.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mike. First things first, appreciate you for having me on. And you're right. There's no offseason with LSU athletics. They just continue to move the needle. And we saw that again today with Will Wade ultimately getting that reunion in Baton Rouge. And this was one that he was extremely intrigued about. And again, like you alluded to a minute ago, came together rather quickly Tuesday night. The wheels started going in motion. And then, of course, fast forward to this morning, that being Thursday, March 26th, and it got over the finish line. So this was something that went together super quickly, one that LSU obviously wanted to make happen. And it seems like a lot of things that LSU has wanted to make happen lately, they do indeed. And this is just another one of those examples.
With Will Wade, he's always had that one comment to me, Zach, about the key in this game, Michael, is talent procurement. And that's why I think they want to make this done pretty quickly. The one thing Will Wade doesn't get as much credit as he should do is his talent evaluation on players. And we've had on Bill Armstrong, who was an assistant at LSU, is the head coach at McNeese now. I've talked to Coach Heath when he was the athletic director at McNeese. He basically kind of echoed everything. Scott Spinelli made the same comment. I went up against him in recruiting. He has a vision for a player, and he's going to go after that guy. And so I think to do it now, you understand recruiting is a big part of this to try to piece together a team, and you're going to lose a chunk of your roster anyway.
Absolutely, and this is something where Will Wade can thrive. Obviously, he's an elite talent evaluator, has a way with words, as we all know. And at the same time, you factor in the NIL budget that he's receiving from LSU that I've heard is going to be north of $12 million. It gives him an opportunity to really thrive in roster reconstruction each year because, like you just hinted at, this is an every single year occurrence. You are not going to have these guys, for the most part, that stick around for 3, 4, and potentially even 5 years nowadays. This is an every single offseason event and something that Will Wade can really thrive on. So extremely intrigued about the potential with him in Baton Rouge. Obviously, expectations are going to be through the roof, and that's what the purple and gold is all about, right? When you're at LSU, yep, it's always a national championship expectation, and here we are once again.
Yeah, the thing with it is I think now you might be able to outdraw the women's basketball team. How would Will Wade? Because, man, the one thing you got to give Coach Mulkey, them winning, butts in seats. And she sort of admits that, hey, I don't care why you come to the game. If you want to come to the game to see what I'm wearing, you want to come to the game for other things, I just want you there to watch. And I do believe the return of Will Wade is going to put some oomph back into this LSU basketball program.
Oh, undoubtedly. I've already had buddies of mine saying they're getting ready to get season tickets. And today in the facility after spring camp, you had a ton of other people saying that season ticket requests are going to be at an all-time high once again. So there's a level of intrigue with Will Wade being back. Obviously, you partner the NIL era with him, and it's kind of a recipe for success. So no doubt, Kim Mulkey puts butts in seats, and Will Wade does the exact same thing. And now you're dealing with an athletic program that's really in unprecedented territory with Lane Kiffin, Will Wade, Jay Johnson, Kim Mulkey, Jay Clark with the gymnastics program. It's a really strong time in Baton Rouge. And they're pretty much going all in just about every sport, it appears.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a lot of explosive personalities that you just listed out there, Zach.
You know what it is? It's like the old NWO. Remember with Hulk Hogan and that crew?
Right.
It almost looks like that. They've kind of gathered that same sort of group there together. But Charlie's right about the personality.
It's a bunch of them. And just talking about Will Wade, you bring up a great point about the NIL aspect of this. Because when Mike and I were talking about it yesterday, as you mentioned, it kind of came together very quickly. I'm sure there was stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about necessarily, but Will Wade was not necessarily appreciative of the, I guess I don't want to say that NC State lied when they brought him in about the amount of NIL funds that he would have to roster build there, but it wasn't necessarily what I'm sure they had promised him initially when they brought him over from McNeese. And that was probably a huge selling point to getting him to Baton Rouge and return to LSU was, hey, we'll give you the funds you need to build a squad that can be competitive in the SEC right off the bat. Because in the new era of pay-for-play model, that's kind of what you need, Zach.
Correct. And that's what Will Wade's all about, is obviously having the opportunity to compensate his players. And Lane Kiffin has said that, and he's kind of hinted at it during his introductory press conference on December 1st, is, you know, his contract is obviously important, but having the kind of NIL pool is the most important, because you're not going to win in this day and age if you don't pay to play. It's what it is now. The game has changed dramatically. And now with Will Wade, it's the exact same aspect. Yes, of course, his salary matters, but the NIL pool is what's going to be the most important to him. And LSU is obviously prepared to go above and beyond on that front in order to make this basketball team competitive again. They become an afterthought in the LSU athletic department. And now you bring in Will Wade. Like Mike said a minute ago, he puts butts in seats. But also, in order to do that, you got to bring the best talent to Baton Rouge. And that's what he did during his first stint. And now it's about doing that again. So the stars are aligning in Baton Rouge. And you get Will Wade back, and it certainly presents a golden opportunity to get all 4, 5, 6, however many sports you want to talk about, to continue trending in the right direction.
Zach, because we're short on time, early impressions of what you've seen in his pajamas and slippers. But I found it interesting that Lane Kiffin kind of singled out three guys that when you talked about Jordan at left tackle and Ty Benefield at the safety position and Tre'Davious Green, is there anything that's really jumped out at you? Because the question was asked about Tre'Davious, and he stretched the rubber band on that answer. So what have you been hearing on guys that, and again, you won't know because they're just playing with helmets and kind of shells now, about people from a development standpoint? Because that's what I think that Lane Kiffin wants to see development from this team.
Absolutely. And, Mike, I had the chance to sit down and talk with Jordan Seaton, Ty Benefield, and Tre'Davious Green, all three today. And, of course, that trio being the one that Lane Kiffin identified as ultra-elite players. And Ty Benefield talked about his decision-making, but, of course, the decision-making process in order to, of course, get to LSU. But he's talked about the development that he's had since he's gotten here. And he's been the talk of the town. From people that I've spoken to in off-season workouts, he was a kind of hot commodity. Fast forward to day one and two of spring camp, and you can see why. This guy's going to be an extremely versatile piece in the defensive backfield. You look at Jordan Seaton, the Colorado transfer, and, of course, number one offensive lineman in the portal. This is a guy that really surprised me by talking to him today. He's a five-star player out of high school, but he has a five-star mentality as well. This is a guy who has a really good head on his shoulders. And, yes, he's getting paid a ton of money. But at the same time, he's prepared to put in the work, and that's a reason why he's lost over 20 pounds during this short stint in Baton Rouge already to get his body and physique prepared for SEC ball. So extremely impressed with those newcomers so far. Of course, Ty Benefield and Jordan Seaton only being two of the 40-plus that they've brought in through the portal, right? But nonetheless, they look the part. And, of course, small sample size, like you said, but it's been a solid impression over these first 2 days of camp.
Zach, will get you back on when you get a better look, and hopefully you'll get to see more than the pajamas and slippers. But the one thing I know with Lane, I talked to a couple of people that covered him at Ole Miss. They said, man, y'all have seen more than one day than we saw it like the last 3 years. He's kind of got this all locked down when these training camps start up. Zach, thanks so much for joining us, but always appreciate when you come on.
Absolutely, Mike. Appreciate you and Charlie. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks,
Thank
Zach.
You, sir. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, and you talk about some unbelievable storylines that'll carry us, because I don't know how long LSU baseball lasts, because I always tell that to Coach Johnson, man, you give me content into June. We'll see what happens on that end, but man, with everything happening at LSU, it's got some unbelievable storylines, and it's not just local, it's a national thing. I can't tell you how many people text me, hey, you got to come on with me to talk about all this.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.